iHeart 3D Audio.
From UFOs to psychic powers and government conspiracies, history is riddled with unexplained events. You can turn back now or learn the stuff they don't want you to know. A production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, welcome back to the show. My name is Matt.
My name is Noel.
They call me Ben. We are joined, as always, with our super producer, Alexis, codename Doc Holliday Jackson. Most importantly, you are here, and that makes this Stuff They Don't Want You to Know. This is one of the weirdest journeys we have gone on, certainly in the last few years. We're really excited to bring this to you. We may have teased it a little bit obliquely, but all of us, everybody on the team, has been working assiduously to not spill the beans until now when you're hearing this. And please understand, fellow conspiracy realists, we are people who are literally paid to talk. So this was, guys, this was an achievement on our part, don't you think?
It was tough to be so omerta about it, but I'm really proud of us, you guys. I'm really proud of us. I'm especially proud of you, Ben, and you, Matt, for your amazing contributions to this thing we're about to hear. Ben turns in a tour de force performance as the subject of a CIA experiment of sorts, and Matt also plays a character, but absolutely crushed it with the sound design in this incredibly fun and immersive 3D audio sketch. What do you even call it? It's a scene? It's kind of a work of art, guys.
It's a true story.
This is a historical reenactment.
Mm-hmm. Based on a Freedom of Information Act request, this is really, and I don't want to put you guys on the spot, but the bromance went to another level on this one. I am so profoundly impressed. This is, in many ways, Matt Frederick's baby, and Noel, all the music you hear is indeed our own Noel Brown. I'm kind of along for the ride, but it's
hard.
Like, I don't want to hype it too much, but it should be hyped.
Listen, when you're hearing this, you hear Ben saying those things about how everybody else did stuff. Ben takes us on this journey, so you just hold on to your seats. Strap in, make sure the car seat is connected to the actual car, because, you know, that's why they make those straps. It's mm-hmm. really for safety.
Mm-hmm. But most importantly, strap some headphones to your head, to your noggin. That is crucial to get the full effect. I did the music while listening to the thing that Matt had geniusly soundscaped in this amazing 3D immersive way. And it's crazy how with just like two sources, a left and a right headphone, you get all these incredible 360-degree effects, and it really is kind of chilling. And having that in my ears while I was blipping and blooping on my synthesizers mm-hmm. made it all the more fun and rewarding.
I think what we're all saying now is it's funny because we have these big grins on our faces. If you enjoy hearing this a fraction, like a minuscule sliver, as much as we enjoyed making it, then we are going to be over the moon and grateful. Without further ado, as we did promise ourselves we wouldn't spoil it, travel with us to an undisclosed location in 1984.
This is remote viewing session. The date is May 22nd, 1984. The time is 10:09 a.m. Pacific. Subject is Joseph. Session is being monitored by Robert. Both subject and monitor are unaware of the target. Okay, begin the session.
All right now. Using the information in the envelope I've provided, exclusively focusing your attention now.
Using the information in the envelope, focus on 40.89 degrees north, 9.55 degrees west.
I want to say it looks like, I don't know, it sort of looks, I kind of got an oblique view of a P-51 pyramid or pyramid form. It's very high. It's kind of sitting in a large, depressed area.
Okay.
It's yellowish, ochre colored.
All right. Move in time to the time indicator the envelope I provided you and describe what's happening.
I'm tracking severe clouds, more like dust storm. It's a geologic problem. It seems to be like a... just a minute. I've got to iron this out. It's really weird.
Just report your raw perceptions at this time. You're still early in the session.
I'm looking at a after effect of a major geologic problem. Total difference. It's before there's no hell, it's like mountains of dirt appear and then disappear when you go before. I see large flat surfaces, very smooth angles, walls. They're really large though. I mean, they're megalithic. Like a perception of a shadow of people, very tall, thin. It's only a shadow. It's not as if they were there and they're not there anymore.
Go back to the period of time where they are there.
It's like I get a lot of static on a line and everything, it's breaking up all the time, very fragmentary pieces.
Don't try to put things together, just report the raw data.
I just keep seeing very large people. They appear thin and tall, but they're very large, wearing some kind of strange clothes.
All right, now holding in this time period, I want to move from your physical location in space to another physical location. But in this time period, move now to 46.45 Earth, 353.22
east. Move in time to 46.45 north, 353.22 east. Deep inside of a cavern. Not a cavern, more like a canyon. I'm looking up the sides of a steep wall that seems to go on forever. And there's like a structure with a... It's like the wall of the canyon itself has been carved. Again, I'm getting very large structures. No intricacies, just huge sections of smooth stone.
Do structures have insides and outsides?
Yes, they're very heavy. It's like a rabbit warren, corners of rooms. They're really huge. I don't feel like I'm standing in one. It's just really huge.
Perception is that the ceiling is very high. The walls are very wide.
Timestamp is real time plus 22 minutes.
Yes, that would be correct. All right. I'd like to move now to another location nearby.
All right, move from this point in this time to 45.86 north, 354.1 east in the same time. 45.86 north, 354.1 east.
They have appears to be the end of a very large road, and there's a marker thing that's very large. Keep getting Washington Monument overlaid. It's like an obelisk.
All right. From this point, then, let's move to another point. Move now, 35.26 north, 213.24 east. Move in this time to 35.26 north, 213.24 east.
It's like I'm in the middle of a huge circular basin of the Range Mountains by almost all the way around. very ragged mountains, very tall, basins very, very, very large. Scale seems to be off or something. It's just, it's really big. Everything's big. The cluster of squares up and down. It's like you want to make them square anyway. They're almost flush with the ground, and it's like they're connected. Something very white or reflects light.
What's your position of observation as you look at this thing that reflects light?
I'm amid oblique left angle. Sun is here.
Look back down the ground now. We're going to move just a bit from this place. Just a little bit from this place. 34.57 north. 212.22 east. Very close by. Now move over in this time to 34.57 north. 212.22 east.
It's like I can just perceive a radiating pattern of some kind. It's like some really strange intersecting kind of roads just dug in the valleys, you know, where a road is just a little below the edge.
Tell me about the shapes of these things.
They're like real neat channel cuts. They're very deep.
It's like the road went down.
Check your readings. He's pulling back.
Okay. Now, I've noticed electrically you are nulled out a little bit, and I want you to stay deep and recapture your focus here.
It's really tough. It seems like it's just always very sporadic.
I realize that. It's very important that you maintain your focus. I have a movement exercise again for you, and this is a considerable distance away. So hold the focus in time. Remember the focus in time you had before.
Move now to 15 degrees north, 198 degrees east. Take some time and get back to you. See the intersecting, whatever these are, aqueduct type things, these rounded bottom carved channels, like roadbeds. See pointed tops of something on the horizon. Even the horizon looks funny and weird. It's like different, misty. Like it's really far away, very vague.
Okay. Another movement now. To 80 degrees south, 64 degrees east. Move now, in this time, to 80 degrees south, 64 degrees east.
I see pyramids. Can't tell if it's overlay or not because they're different.
Okay. Do these pyramids have insides and outsides?
Mm-hmm. Got both. And they're huge.
He's losing his ability to move accurately.
Agreed.
It's really...
He's attracted to things that are interesting.
It's an interesting perception I'm getting.
Should we...
Abandon the targets.
It's filtered from storms or something.
Repeat that?
They're like shelters from storms.
These structures you're seeing?
Yes. They're designed for that.
All right. Go inside one of these and find some activity to tell me about.
Time code plus 37 minutes real time.
Different chambers, but they're almost stripped of any kind of furnishings or anything. It's like a strictly functional place for sleeping, or that's not a good word. Hibernations, some form I can't. I get real raw input. Storms, savage storms, sleeping through storms.
Make contact.
Tell me about the ones who sleep through the storms.
Very tall. Again, very large people, but they're thin. They look thin because of their height, and they dress like in... Oh, hell, it's not... It's like a real light silk, but it's not flowing top of clothing. It's like cut to fit.
Move closer and ask them to tell you about themselves.
They're ancient people. They're dying. It's past their time or their age.
Tell me about this.
They're very philosophic about it. They're looking for a way to survive, and they just can't.
Can't seem to get their way out.
Time code is plus 40 minutes. Definite voltage reversal.
They can't seem to find their way out. So they're hanging on while they look for...
while they wait for something to return. Something coming with the answer.
What's it they're waiting for?
There evidently was a group or a party of them that went to find a new place to live. It's like I'm getting all kinds of overwhelming input of the corruption of their environment. It's failing very rapidly. And this group went somewhere, like a long way, to find another place to live.
What was the cause of the atmosphere disturbance, or the environmental disturbance?
I see a picture of a picture of like... hell, it's almost a warp in a... oh god, this is difficult. It's like...
Who are you?
Oh, I get a globe. It's like a globe that goes through a comet's tail or something, but it's all very cosmic. It's like space pictures. That they must just wait. Doesn't know who I am. Think he perceives I'm a hallucination.
Okay. When the others left, these people are waiting. When the others left, how did they go?
Get an impression of... don't know what the hell it is. It looks like the inside of a larger boat. Very rounded walls and shiny metal.
Not how, where.
Go along with them in their journey and find out where they go.
Impression, really crazy place. Volcanoes, and gas pockets, and strange plants, a very volatile place. It's very much like going from the frying pan into the fire. Difference is that there seems to be a lot of vegetation where the other place didn't have it, and different kind of storm.
Remote viewing session with subject, real time plus 46 minutes. Confirmation. Congratulations. Now bring him home.
Further now to the sound of my voice on the 22nd of May, 1984.
The method of site acquisition was a sealed envelope. It was coupled with geographic coordinates given by the monitor. The sealed envelope was given to the subject immediately prior to the session. The envelope was not opened until after the session. Inside the envelope was a 3x5 card with the following information. The planet Mars, time of interest, approximately 1 million years BC.
So wait, so we've talked about this. This all actually happened.
Well, almost all of it. There's one thing that we have to tell you about that we did. In the transcript that you could at one point find, I believe on the CIA's website, or maybe the FBI was actually hosting it. It was a CIA request. We got a hold of the transcript a long time ago, and then it got taken down, and we had to find it again through the Wayback Machine. But it's available online, and you've probably heard of it before. It's an actual transcript, and it only contains two people, a subject and a monitor. So in this case, what you're listening to, Ben's character and Noel's character. I, of course, had to insert myself in here somehow. So we made up a supervisor character that says mostly, I guess, lines, if you will, that were coming from the monitor. Because there are points in the transcript where it mentions that some of the things the monitor states in the transcript are not heard by the subject. So in our minds, we imagined this person in another room with a microphone that he could turn on or turn off to where he could dictate some things without the subject hearing them.
Yeah, yeah. And this also, the lines that you hear, when we say it's a true story, it's all pulled directly from that transcript. Of course, the CIA has nothing on us when it comes to sound design and sound tracking. I think that is clear now in composition, at least. But they did some great work in the 60s. Okay, that part's true. But this, the one thing that I think changes a little bit is that twist at the end. Right, Matt? That's the only big...
Yeah.
Like textual change, but even that is verbatim from this actual transcript. It is a true story. The CIA really did attempt to work with what they called psychoenergetics. They defined this as a mental process by which an individual perceives, communicates with, and or perturbs characteristics of a designated target person or event remote in space and or time from that individual. That makes me think this is absolutely legit because only Uncle Sam could write about such an exciting thing in such a dry and boring way.
That's true. And get that word perturb in there. I mean, why not? See, my dog agrees. Yep. And, oh man, I completely didn't finish my thought there. I'm so sorry, you guys. So the supervisor character that you hear from me is actually the monitor, and it's 90% actually in the transcript. There are like two lines, I think, that I added. One in particular at the very end where I say, confirmed, let's bring him home. That is completely made up. That's just, I don't know, a fun imagining of what it could be.
But that's how adaptation works. You know, so this experiment, just for background, if you want to go back and listen again, the way they did it is that they had a sealed envelope, and in the sealed envelope, there would be a little index card, like a 3x5 that you might have used to study in school. And this had a very simple 3-line message. It just said, the planet Mars, time of interest, approximately 1 million years BC.
That's right. That's right. And just the descriptions that were given by, this is what I'm assuming, and I don't know if this is fully correct. This is what we're all assuming here. We found a video of a man named Joe McGonigal, who stated in 2004 that he was the person doing this remote viewing session. He was the subject. So he was Ben, essentially. And he was working with Bob Monroe, that we've spoken about before on this show, to make this happen, as well as his supervisor. So there were three people involved in some way. We just don't have the full transcript, I guess. But he talks about exactly what the experience was like. He says he was laying in a dark black cube in the lab, floating in a sea of salt. So it sounds a lot like a sensory deprivation chamber. He was listening to Hemisync tapes. That's what Noel was inspired by when he created the soundtrack here, or the score, rather.
Yeah, just kind of like this sort of weird, filtered kind of otherworldly kind of sound. And Matt, the way you filtered the experientially, you know, kind of took listeners from the perspective of the subject, Ben, and kind of like bounced back and forth into the room with the monitor. But I had a blast doing it. And like I said, I did that all in one pass while listening to the thing. So hopefully it ebbed and flowed along with the performances. I really had a great time doing it. I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Yeah, for sure. We hope you enjoyed it. And also, you know, we should mention a lot of our peer podcasters, because longtime listeners, you know that most of us are thick as thieves, especially us who have been around for a while. A lot of our peer shows are also doing special 3D episodes. So if you enjoyed this, please check out any number of other shows. Some of your favorite shows on the network will also be having 3D episodes this week. And Matt, you got any scoops on ones that are on your radar in particular?
Well, I mean, I know for sure there's a Ridiculous History 3D episode because I recorded it with you guys. And I got to watch y'all be just ridiculous, as the name states, with one of those 3DO microphones with the ears. It was quite fun to watch and experience. So I can't wait to hear that one.
I'm sorry we're always pulling you into direct stuff, but yes, thank you very much. That is true. There's also, I believe, Saver has one. Both our friends Annie Reese and Lauren Vogelbaum have appeared on the show before, so they'll be familiar to you. And
Stuff You Should Know is doing one.
Stuff You Should Know, yeah, with Josh and Chuck and Jerry, of course. And then while we're on the subject of Ridiculous History, just a plug, you can hear our very own Matt Frederick on a two-parter episode that came out recently while Noel was on a sojourn. It's all about pointy shoes.
Yeah, like poutine. Oh, nope, I got it wrong again. Poulain.
But Back to Mars, this is a true story. We have, we've interviewed people in this space before. We've also done some deep dives. We just love the audio, the theater of the mind. If you enjoyed this episode, please do write to us. If you have more, oh gosh, if you have been a participant in these experiments or things like this, we'd like to know that too. We try to be pretty easy to find online.
That's right. You can find us in the usual social media locations of choice. We are Conspiracy Stuff on Twitter and Facebook, Conspiracy Stuff Show on Instagram. If you loop back over to Facebook, you can find our group, Here's Where It Gets Crazy, where you can join and hang out with the best moderators in the Facebook group game and also your fellow conspiracy realists. So it's a really fun place. Lots of good content there. And while you're on the internet, why not leave us a review on Apple Podcasts? That would be super swell.
It would. We would love that. Hey, if you don't want to use social media, or I don't know, for some reason you don't want to rate us on Apple Podcasts, whatever, you can call us. Our number is 1-833-STDWYTK. Once you hear Ben, he gives you a little go ahead there to leave a message. If you would please tell us what you would like us to call you, doesn't matter if it's your real name or not, just what you want us to refer to you as, then leave your message. You've got 3 minutes. Please try to limit the number of times you call and rather just make those messages dense, okay? That really helps us out, just reduces the number that we listen to every week. If you have a longer message, we highly recommend that instead of calling, you send a message to our email address that we're going to tell you in a second. But just before we go, if you have any ideas for another interesting 3D episode for us to produce, we would love to hear it. Maybe you saw a transcript somewhere. Maybe you heard about a specific event that we could recreate. Anything weird like that, we would love to hear it from you. You can send those suggestions and anything else you want to say to us to our email address. We are
conspiracy@iheartradio.com.
Stuff They Don't Want You to Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
iHeart 3D Audio.